free as in speech, great as in mind, or visual programming as a right and great idea. Perhaps someday open source developers will change their licenses to prevent their software from being used for harm and greed. But even today, there is something even better. And that is visual programming environments. Free, great, and inspired software that can modify and extend itself visually. It does not require knowledge of programming, as it comes with easy on-ramps, but it is as powerful as you can imagine. The best, somewhat stretched example of a complex application that I can come up with, aside from money-making, home, and AI automation, is a man-in-the-middle proxy that holds good potential to decrypt traffic and extract all the data traveling to the user's own browser. So even if web browsers became fully encrypted with pinned certificates and so on, and fully buttoned up with walled gardens that insert ads at every step, there may be a way for the users to automate interacting with whatever websites the crippled browsers of the future would allow to visit upon injecting their ads. The man-in-the-middle proxy, or a variation thereof, would create a box in the visual programming language that, when activated, when plugged into, would begin streaming comments and memes and news away from the normal user interface, and presenting an opportunity to create a new one or serve content in a better way. Now, that is somewhat of an embellished and stretched example, as users wouldn't want to post their ideas on censored websites, and a man-in-the-middle proxy does not always work. But this is a good example of something exceptionally complex that here, in a visual programming environment, even a novice user could experiment with. It's a good example of the power of visual programming languages. From the legal standpoint, a visual programming language is not a tool for extracting data. It is not even an alternative browser. Visual programming is just programming made friendly and accessible to all. Yes, some people will spend ages playing with meme extraction, while others will be creating philosophical forums for AI philosophers who will try to create or recreate the plausible works of Socrates, all his inspired books. The point is user power. Power to stand up to corporate greed and delusion, to take education in your own hands and learn powerful programming concepts for real, as opposed to being forced to pretend to learn in school by just passing the tests to keep the GPA high. Going over the ever-growing libraries of actions in such programs would drive invention and even ignite all kinds of inspiration. Building websites would take afternoons, social networks mere days, creating applications that ask for membership weeks, not months or years, but just weeks. Money-making and programming really do go well together. The easy on-ramps that visual programming enables towards professional programming may just be one of the most reliable ways out of poverty. There's little need to talk about what specific applications can be created, because the number of ideas is precisely infinite. Any application can be created or recreated. It is worth some philosophical consideration that programming is a language that has been denied to most. Visual programming is the much-needed dictionary that works, that enables people to get at the right to create software. I think, in the very end, we will discover that visual programming languages were in fact a right, a necessary right, in the age of computers. That we don't yet each own our own visual programming language with a custom library of actions, like we own our desktops with our own icon arrangement, is an oversight and a mistake. If you are a programmer, I encourage you to begin building your dream visual programming language that then you can share with humanity. And if you are still learning programming, then join the revolution today by learning with the aim to make the visual programming language your first large application.